Blog Talk Radio.
How you guys doing?
Welcome.
How you guys doing tonight?
You are listening to
the Pure Activity Live
Radio
Eastern Baltimore
with
area.
G. Rice.
The heart of love. Ooh, yeah. Radio show.
Radio show, yeah.
The heart of love.
The heart.
It's radio show.
Radio show.
I hope you guys are doing well tonight. What's going on, A. Anderson? Hey, what's going on? Good evening, Waddles. What's going on? What's going on, Cameron? I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about when the time comes. When the time comes. Tonight's text, we're coming from, what's going on, John? What's going on, Joe? Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Joe? Hey, Willie. We're coming from 2 Timothy tonight, chapter 2. Verse 15, where it talks about, and it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What's going on, Joe? What's going on, Cameron? God placed this on my heart this past week. Blessings to you, Evangelista. Had some great things that took place this past evening, last evening, and I'm talking a little bit about that, but it's so much has been going on, going through my mind. What's going on? What's going on, moms? So much been going through my mind, and it's been rather great to see how God's been moving in my life. But I'm encouraged not because of the fact that God's moving in my life, but because God is faithful. I'm encouraged today because God is faithful. I'm encouraged today because whether it's yay or nay, God is still God. And we have to get to that point where we will serve him, even if the answer is no, even if the answer is maybe, even if the answer is yes. So do we serve God just because the answer might be yes? Or do we serve him because of who he is and what he's done in our lives, what he's going to do and what he promises to do? You know, 2 Timothy says again, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says again, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In life, we have to study. Studying is something that is important. Study is something that we do in order to get to the next level. We study. But in studying, we have to be willing to learn. We have to be willing to learn. So you have to study, but then you have to be willing to learn. Being willing to learn. You know, Cameron says this. What's up, April? Just happened to me yesterday. We will talk soon. Confirmation, LOL. Ha! All right, I can't wait to hear that, Cameron. You know, we've got to be willing to study, to show ourselves approved, and be willing to learn. You know, so when you study something, you have to have the information in front of you. You have to, in order to study something, you have to have the information. That means you have to have something in front of you for you to study. You know, God puts us through situations so we can learn, so we can grow, so we can become better, so we can mature, not so we can stay in the same place. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What's going to revert? And one of the things I'm going to share with you guys is this. There's a test I had to take last evening, and it's a very, very important test for a counselor in training. And needless to say, I failed the first time. I failed by one point. And I put it off. I was going online. I put it off. I put the test off. I tried to get out of the test, you guys. I'm going to have some things that are on my agenda and that I'm planning on doing. And I tried to get out of the test. First of all, I missed it by one point, and I'm not going to lie. I was probably just a little nervous because some of the other things that I've been experiencing. If you guys have been tuning in, you know, I've talked about sometimes triggers, death, loss has been a trigger, and one of my cousins had passed away, and it was a trigger for me. It was a trigger, the loss and the sudden loss, and I was like, I could not study and I tried to get out of it. And I tried to do my best to put this test off. What's going on, Katrina? And one of the things about it was that it's like I could not. It was like you either forfeit this test or you go and you move ahead with it. Either forfeit it or you go and take it. And my mom was saying, you know, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Go in there positively and see. And people were saying, see yourself on the other side of through. See yourself having gone through this thing. See yourself having moved past beyond this thing. And it's like, for me, this test was a huge thing for me. And I'm going to tell you this. When I failed that one time, I changed answers at the end of the test, which I shouldn't have done. Should not have done. But I did it. I did it. And I missed it by one point. So there's certain things that I had to learn in the preparation. I had to learn, you know, go with what God places in your heart and do that thing. If you get that inkling, you hear him say, don't do that, don't do it, don't choose that answer. Don't change your answer, don't change it. I learned that. That was one of the lessons I learned. Well, thank you, Lion. Well, I tried to get out of doing this test. And I tell you, I wasn't so concerned as far as if I was going to pass or if I wasn't, I was just going to do my best. So, hey, Londra, sometimes in life you just have to do your best. Even if you don't know if you can do it, just do your best. Go in there with the faith and belief. Speak positivity over yourself. Speak positively and just do your best. And that's what happened on that test. I didn't change answers or anything like that. And I can tell you this, was I prepared? You know, we're going to talk about this thing tonight when the time comes. Because I believe that sometimes you go through what we call a preparation stage. Sometimes God has us in a preparation stage where he is preparing us for the next leg of the journey. He's preparing us for the things that we are going to learn in each season. He's preparing us. Preparation. You know, God's preparing you. He's preparing me. And when God's preparing you, he gives you situations. He gives you situations. He gives you circumstances for you to work through. Circumstances so you can grow from. Circumstances so you can learn. Not just any kind of circumstances, but circumstances that are detailed and tailor-made just for you. How many of you guys believe that? That sometimes God might have us go through situations that are just tailor-made to deal with our insecurities, tailor-made to deal with our perplexities, tailor-made to deal with those things that we do not like, tailor-made to deal with those things that tick us off. Sometimes God allows us to go through situations so he can, that are tailor-made. Hey, Brandon. Brandon says, yes, sir. That's so true, bro. Yeah, bro. You know, he tailor makes these things, these situations for us so we can learn and we can grow. But what happens if we don't learn? What happens when we don't learn from the situations and we say, I can't believe that happened, but we don't learn. And then we find ourselves in the same situation again. We react the same way. We fail the test the same way. You know, so I'm going to say during that preparation stage sometimes. Yeah. Waldo says this, predestined to be conformed to his image. Amen. Amen, Waldo. Predestined to be conformed to his image. Thank you, Waldo, for saying that. Yeah, we're predestined to be conformed to his image. You know, predestined. Lion says yes. We're predestined to be conformed to his image. And guess what? We're going to go through those situations until we, as Waldo said, are conformed to his image, predestined to go through those things. Lion says, yeah, true. You know, and sometimes those situations are tailor-made and and we learn. I'm telling you this, in my whole testing situation, I learned from the first time I failed the test. I learned. Sometimes you don't pass the test the first time. What's going on, David? Sometimes we don't pass the test the first time. Sometimes it happens that we have to go through some things that God wants us to learn. So sometimes when we do fail in sometimes some situations, we still might be in the preparation stage for what God wants for us, preparing us for that next level, preparing us for that next step. So sometimes, what's going on, Janice? Sometimes we are dealing with tailor-made situations. And the thing about it was this, I had to learn and be willing to learn from that mistake. There's several things I did, you know, changing answers at the last minute. Perhaps you changed some things at the last minute when God told you not to, and you wondered why the situation never, why your situation never progressed. Perhaps you wonder, why didn't I received this, why I expected this. But sometimes we go through these things so we can learn. So God gives us situations that are tailor-made. Sometimes in the preparation stage, God says, you can have some ups and some downs. I was talking to some people today, and one of the things we talked about was this. You're going to have some ups and downs. You're going to have some ups and downs. You're going to have some trials. Life is not going to necessarily be perfect, but God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You're going to have some things that's going to happen in your life, but guess what? You keep on moving forward. You keep moving forward. You keep pressing. You keep making changes. You keep being willing to grow. So during that preparation stage, I'm telling you that sometimes God has us with that. We have tailor-made situations that provokes us to grow or to do some self-reflection. Sometimes in that preparation stage, you can have some ups, and you can have some downs, you can have some trials, you can have some valley experiences, you can have some mountaintop experiences, sometimes in that preparation stage. And sometimes in that preparation stage, God just wants us to focus on studying. Focus on studying to show ourselves approved. What's going on, Greg and Gregory? That's what happens sometimes. The title of this message, again, is When the Time Comes. Because during the whole preparation time, I want you to understand there is going to come a time where things that you've been learning, you're growing from, you're going to have to put those things into practice. What's going on, Antoine? You got to put those things into practice. Are you learning? Are you growing? What is your response to this situation? So I want you to understand that there will be a time that's going to come where God's going to say, where are you? Have you been learning? What's going on, Greg? Sibro? Hope all is well. We're doing a Hard Love Radio Show. We come on every Tuesday from 9 to 10. We're doing a special one this week from Thursday from 9 to 10. And tonight we're talking about when the time comes. And I want to talk about the first part, the preparation stage. Sometimes when you're going through some things, God has us in a preparation stage. We're going to have some situations that are tailor-made. We're going to have some ups and downs. And then we're going to have those times where God just wants us to focus on learning. Focus on learning. You know, one of the things about this test I was taking, I was telling you guys about this test I had just taken, is that I was learning. But I didn't realize I was just learning from what I was reading. I've been learning all along. I've been learning through experiences, day-to-day experiences. During your preparation stage, guess what? You're learning from day-to-day, from minute to minute, from moment to moment, from hour to hour, from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. You should be. But I believe that in that preparation stage that God wants us to he wants us to focus on learning. That learning can come from many, many different sources. But to focus on learning. Second Timothy, Paul writes to Timothy, you know, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You study, you learn, you're willing to learn, you open yourself up to learn so you can show yourself approved unto God, that you put some time into everything. And I want to say this. I love talking from my heart. I love talking from my heart. I love talking as I feel led by God. But guess what? Also learning and going through some things definitely helps to be able to be on this platform and be able to talk to you, you talk to me, because we're learning from each other. We're learning and we're growing from each other throughout this experience. But when the time comes, I believe that the preparation stage is an important stage. It's an important stage because you can focus on learning. And while you're being learned, while you're focusing on learning, your life is still happening. Life is still going on. The world is still turning. We're still dealing with issues. And while we're being prepared, God is continuously doing things, and we might not have any idea of what he's doing. But when you're in that preparation stage, guess what? God can move and begin to teach you things when you're open. Open. We've got to remain open to studying. Studying means sometimes, guys, you got to be still. You got to be still. You got to be willing for God to speak to you. How many of us have that issue with being still? How many of us have that issue with being still? Because I want you to understand that there will be a time that will come where everything you're learning will be, that you're learning, you're going to be challenged upon. Everything you're learning, I want to see how are you going to deal with this situation. Because sometimes you don't know what you're made of. You don't know what God has placed inside of you until you've gone through some kind of friction, until you've gone through some kind of pain, until you've gone through something that you don't understand exactly what's inside of you until you've gone through something. But there is that preparation stage. How are you guys feeling so far tonight? I hope you guys are being blessed tonight. What's going on, Gregory? What's going on, Evangelista? You know, I know this is a different night and different time. But when the time comes, you know, God just placed that on my heart last night. And I believe in that preparation stage. Even when I failed that test, God was still preparing me. He was still preparing me. And also, guys, with that preparation stage, I also feel like at that preparation stage, there is a waiting stage. While God's preparing you, guess what? There's some things he's still working out through you. There's still some things that he's working on you. How many of you know that God is always continuously working on us if we allow him to work on us? That whole thing about feeling like we've arrived. You might pass your test, you might not pass the test, but guess what? Either way, you should still just focus on God. Focus on God. So waiting is that whole thing with waiting for me is that whole thing about being patient. Being patient. How about that? Being patient. Being patient. Patience is a virtue. My mom would always say that when I was growing up. Patience is a virtue. And when God's grooming you, you got to wait sometimes. I had to wait, guys. I had to wait. And when I was waiting, I was like, okay, God, I'm going to have to trust you. I'm going to have to trust the process. Sometimes, guys, you got to trust the process. You got to trust that God knows what he's doing in your life. You got to trust that he is God. As long as you keep him first, he will lead and guide you as long as you trust the process. Trust God. What is God saying to you? About the things you are experiencing. What is God? How's God speaking to you? How's God speaking to you? What's going on, Kathy? And think about the process that you can't rush God. You cannot rush God. Do not rush God. You know, I understand why God gives me a little bit. And I used to want it at a time. God gives me a little bit at a time because if he shows me a bigger picture, I'm like, Lord, I've got it. I know what I've got to do. Let me go on toward that thing because I got you, Lord. I got you. And it's like, no. I'm giving you a little bit. Now you need to calm down. Deborah says this, when God finishes his job working on us, we're finished here. He'll bring us home. Well, that's a good one. Waddle says this, y'all. When God finishes his job working on us, we're finished here. He'll bring us home. That's the truth. When God finishes his job working on us, we're finished here. He'll bring us home. when the time comes, that time will come. That time will come. But listen to, we cannot, but listen to this. We cannot rush God. We cannot rush God at all. We cannot rush him. You know, there's a time and place for everything under the sun. Ecclesiastes 3 says that. What's going on, Mark? You know, there's a time for crying. There's a time for laughter. There's a time for death. There's a time for birth. There's a time for me to cry. There's a time for me to heal. You know, and one thing about it is that when we trust God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might and our mind and with our entire being, we will be patient because we know that all things work for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to their purpose in Jesus. You know, what's going on, Charles?
Excuse me, guys. I got to get some water.
But the whole thing about that waiting stage sometimes is that you got to trust God. You can't rush the process. And I like what you said, Wildos. We are always evolving. You know, God is always working on us. And when we feel like we have achieved, I can't even fathom. We like that we can ever get to a place where we are not developing. Like you said, our time is up. But I forgot what I was going to say. Let me go ahead and say this. Gregory says this. Most people want the promise, but not the process. That's a good point, Gregory. Most people want the promise, but not the process. You know, when I was going through the process that I've been going through, and I say still going through because I'm not sure what direction God is doing, what he's doing in my life. I just know that he's moving, and I'm just trying to be obedient. And trust in the process, sometimes it hurts. And sometimes we don't want to deal with the hurt and the pain. But sometimes when we're waiting, God is still operating on our hearts. He's still operating on our thoughts. He's still operating on our minds. And he's still working on us. You know, we just have to trust the process. And that process might hurt. It might be uncomfortable. We've talked about learning to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Sometimes God might tell us no. Sometimes about certain things. Sometimes God might say not yet. But you know, we still have to trust him. We got still have to trust the process, because there's a reason why there's a process. There's a reason why there's a process. But the time will come. The time will come for us to be accounted for the things that we are supposed to be learning and are supposed to be doing. The time will come. But until then, still trust the process. Brian says amen. Antoine says amen. Brian says yes. He's going to Rob Dobb. And, you know, tonight we're talking about this, when the time comes, because there will be a time that the things you've been learning, you're going to be held accountable for. That's come 2 Timothy, again, second chapter, verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to show yourself approved unto God. So you study. I study. You know, there's some things in your life that you want to get to in the next level. There's some things you want to see God do in your life. There's some things you want to do. But you've got to be willing to study. You've got to be willing to sacrifice. You have to be willing to be patient. You have to be willing to trust the process, realizing that you shouldn't rush God, realizing that the process is an ongoing process. As Wallace says, when that process stops, your time is up. To say, I have achieved, is not really accurate. You would never achieve until you're on the other side. You're never going to achieve the highest, because we're all the highest form, because we're always changing. We're always changing. We're always evolving. But while you're going through what you're going through, and while you're waiting, that waiting process, that waiting stage, be patient. Trust the process. Don't rush God. And be okay where you are. Learn to become okay where you are. And I'm going to tell you this. In my taking that test I had to take, I just said, God, I just need your grace, Lord, because I cannot make this without you. I cannot make this step without you. I can't do it without you. And I was okay. If I passed it, if I did not pass the test, I'm okay because I've done my best. How many of you guys can really say that in some of your trials and some of the things that you're wanting from God right now in this season, and God isn't saying, he's not saying no, he's not saying yes, he's just saying wait. And you have to learn to become okay. But you know, sometimes we don't learn to be okay with the situation. We've got to find a way to make that thing come to pass. We have to find a way to make that dream come to pass. We have to find a way to get to see what we want to happen. And sometimes it does not happen like that. And then we say, well, okay, I love you, Lord, I trust you. But when God says, not yet, or maybe, are we willing to be okay? The time will come. But right now, that moment, are you okay with being okay? Are you okay, Lord, if God opens that door? Are you okay if God closes that door? Because guess what? We've got to believe that God wants the best for us. We have to believe that there's something around that corner that we don't know or that we don't see that God's trying to protect us possibly from. You know, I'm going to tell you this story, guys. When I was 15, I wanted to go to Black Hole, Go-Go Club in D.C. And I told my mom, I said, I'm borrowing your car. You're doing what? I'm going to borrow your car. I'm probably going to tell the story wrong. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know. My mom, later, years went by, and my mom and I talked about it like last year, and she was telling me, she said, I didn't get a good feeling about you going that night, and I said, you didn't? And she reminded me what happened that night. That particular night, she told me, no, you're not borrowing my car, you're not going to the Black Hole, you better not go, you better stay here. And she didn't tell me why. She did not give me an explanation as to why she was telling me no. Now, she told me no, but I knew that I needed to stay at that house. And I stayed, and what she told me and shared with me was something I had no idea about. She said, I had a feeling that something bad was going to happen that night. And I didn't get a good vibe, so I told you that you need to stay here. That night, one of my friends was killed. They're trying to kill the brother. The younger brother saw, pushed the older brother out the way. He took the bullet. Guess what? I could have been there. I could have been the one that had gotten shot. You know, and I'm just saying, sometimes we don't understand why God might say no, but we got to trust that God knows what's best. So when he says no, we have to learn to be okay with it. We have to be okay if the situations in our lives that we are working toward don't come out exactly the way we expected to come out or to happen. The first time I failed my test, I took it really, really hard, and I failed by 1 point. And there are many different variables as to why I failed. But you know what? I said, okay, I had to learn, okay, what do you want me to learn from this situation? Sometimes you might not actually get it the first time. Sometimes you might have to sit back and learn some more so that God can use you more, because sometimes you might not be ready for that next step. Sometimes you might not be ready for that next blessing. Sometimes you might not be ready for what you think that you are ready for, but God sees and God knows. The question is, are you going to be willing to trust the process? What's up, Prince? What's going on, Ray? Deborah says, Waldo says, trust God. Yes, trust God. What's going on, Alicia? What's going on, Wiyata? And, you know, so while we're going through these things, we have learned to be okay because God sees and God knows. And even when we don't know and we cannot see, we have to trust the process. Sometimes we're going through the preparation stage, the waiting stage, and then I will say the challenge stage. And you might be saying, what are you talking about this? What does the challenge stage have to do with when the time comes? Listen, Sometimes God has to make sure that, are you really ready for this next stage? So sometimes God perhaps allows situations to happen to see if we're going to still respond to the situations in the same way. Are we going to still respond to the same triggers the same way? Are we really growing from what we are what we should be studying? We should be learning and studying the situation that we are going through, because they're happening for us. They're tailor-made for us so that we can become better people, so we can be more refined and more conformed to his image, like Wilders was saying a few minutes ago. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, we study the things that we're going through so that God can use us, so that we can be wise and use wisdom in the things that we say. You know, what's going on, Derek? What's going on, Kathy? One thing about this, when you speak in God's word, you got to study. You got to study so you can know what you're talking about. So you're not just jibber-jabbing. I just made a word, right? So we're not just running our mouths and don't know anything. But we study in our lives. God uses the situations in our lives to teach us if we are willing to be taught. What's going on, Derek? What's going on, Kathy? What's going on, Ahmed? You know, and I'd say this, when the time comes, we talk about the preparation stage, the waiting stage. What about the challenge stage? Sometimes God's going to allow us to go through some situations. I had to face my own fear, because sometimes we have fear that we're dealing with fear sometimes, and fear kills the dreams. Fear kills the imagination. Fear kills the dream. It immobilizes you from moving forward, because you're in such fear about everything that's in front of you. So when the time comes, when you're prepared, when God's preparing you, sometimes God wants you to face your fears. Sometimes God wants you to face your deepest fears so you can realize that God has more power over that fear. I want you to understand this. When I took that test, I had to realize when I took that test. The test was in front of me. There was no way I was going to get out of that test. And I'm going to tell you this, guys. Even in self-defense, when I was a younger kid, this test reminded me of the time where my mom, she told the bullies, look, both of you guys aren't going to jump him at one time. Only one of you going to fight him, fair and square. And I dare anyone else to jump into that. And, you know, and I defended myself. Now, I still got my butt kicked, but, you know, I faced the fear. You know, sometimes when you face the fear, like I had to face that test, I could not get out of taking that test that I had to take out. I had to complete. I had to face it. And I didn't know which way it was going to go, but I had to face the fear. I had to do it. I could not get out of it. Just like that fight, I could not get out of it. I had to defend myself. I could not get out of having to face that fear. Same way with that test I had to take. How about you guys? Perhaps there are some things in your lives that you have not been willing to face because you feared. But God is saying, no, you got to face this. You got to deal with this. You got to deal with this thing that you're going through. You got to deal with this thing so you can understand that God is greater than your situation. Evangelista says this, and people of faith, stop being so hard, judgmental, and cruel at times. It's okay, we all are not perfect. We will never be perfect until we meet the Lord. We will go through the process called life. We need to speak truth. Okay. We need to speak truth, speak life, and just be transparent. Work on pleasing the Lord, not others. I had a similar experience like you, like your test, and I felt really down, but then I sat back and did a checklist. I wrote all I did to do well for the goal. I wanted to attain, and I did all I could human possibly do, and I felt better. Took it like it's not my time just yet. It's okay to be okay. Just keep it moving. I love that. It's okay to be okay. Just keep it moving. I love that line right there. I love what you're saying right here, Evangelista. Don't stay okay. Work diligently to continue to grow, prosper, as the Lord wants us to do. Amen. Amen. I got to do this, Evangelista. I got to drop the pen. Thank you for sharing. And that's so true. You know, I had to look at the positivity, the positive part of when I failed that test the first time. I had to look at the positive part. Okay, you failed the test, but guess what? You only studied a week. My mom told me, you only studied a week. You only studied a week, but I also changed class test numbers at the end, which I should not have done. But either way, I said, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this? And I kept it moving. Now, it did hurt. It hurt my ego. My ego got hurt. So in that challenge stage, God, I feel like that challenge thing, we have to do that self-reflection. Get the ego out of the way. The ego was hurt because I didn't pass the first time. But guess what? The lesson that God wanted me to learn was so much better. It was not my time yet, but it's going to be okay. It might not be your time yet, but guess what? You're still breathing. Guess what? You still have hopes. Guess what? God is still God. Guess what? You have an opportunity to grow. You have an opportunity to allow God to grow you to the next level. What's going on, Trina? What's going on, Kelly? What's going on, T. Bishop? What's going on, Louis Ortiz? You know, I love saying that. But in that challenge stage, face your fear. And I'm going to say that in that challenge stage, keep it moving. Keep it moving. I love that, Evangelista. I'm writing this down, Evangelista. And I hope you guys are writing it down wherever you guys are. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. This is G. Wright. You listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. We come on every Tuesday night from 9 to 10. I'm doing it this week on Thursday from 9 to 10. And we talk about when the time comes. We're going to talk about when the time comes. But you got to keep it moving. You got to keep it moving. Don't become stagnant. Just like moving water. Keep moving. Keep it moving. Keep progressing. Keep trying to go to the next level. Keep trying to grow. Keep allowing God to grow. Don't stop. Keep it moving. Don't stop. Keep it moving, y'all. Because when the time comes, the time is going to come. But until then, God is still preparing us for that next level. And when you get to the next level, it's not the time to say, whew. Huh. Well, there is a time for everything under the sun, yes. But sometimes we act as if we're not in a war, y'all. We act as if we are not in a war. We act as if we aren't going to have any challenges. We're acting as if we don't have an enemy who is looking at everything we're doing. And see, the thing about this, sometimes when the enemy comes, we have to remember that God is more powerful than that situation. God's more powerful than that thing that you fear. God is more powerful than that thing that's telling you you will never achieve it. I'm telling you guys, for me, that test was like the biggest thing since sliced bread for me. That test was like a huge giant. And it was a huge giant that this test I had to take. It was like a huge giant to me. Perhaps you have some things in your life that is like a huge giant. And you fear it. You fear defeat. You fear it, but God says, no, face it. You know, just go. And if you defeat, great. If you don't, it's okay. It's just not your time yet. But whatever way it is that you do, do your best. Trust God. But don't fear the thing. Don't fear the thing. Don't fear the giant. And then just realize and remember who God is. Remember who God is. Is God your joy? Is he your all in all? Is God your strength? Is God your peace? Is he your joy? Is he your sanctifier? Who is God? Is he your provider? You know, is he your sanctifier, protector, your banner? Who is God for you? But I realize this, that when you're in that challenge stage, when God is, when you're being challenged, the enemy is challenging you, people are challenging, you have to remember that God is bigger than your situation. God is bigger than that fear. God is bigger than that giant. It doesn't matter either if the thing starts talking to you. Have you had it, that thing start talking to you, that thing you're fearing, and it starts saying, you're never going to get it. You're never going to pass this. And, you know, and those thoughts tried to come into my mind yesterday. And I was like, no, God told me, you just focus on me. And I wasn't focused on if I'm going to pass, if I'm going to fail. I'm just going to do my best. I'm going to do my best. And when the enemy comes in, when those things start trying to speak to you, telling you that you're not going to make it, telling you you're going to fail this, just like you failed the last time, you know, I want to focus on what God is telling me to do. Sometimes you'll be in the thick, and sometimes you might make it, sometimes you won't. But if you do, then it was your time for that to happen. If not, then there's something else that God wants you to do. You know, there's some things in my life, and I say this, guys, for me, try again. Let me tell you this. If I don't get it the first time, I'm the type, I'm going to study, I'm going to do what I need to do to get it. Once I get to that place, when that time comes, I'm going to just go ahead and do it. I'm not going to stop there and become complacent and allow the thing to have power over me. No. God is my all in all. And guess what? In that challenge stage, I had to deal with the ego. The ego. You know, that hurt my ego. And how many of us are willing to say that sometimes when we're going through things, the issue that we have with God is that, God, this situation hurt my ego. This situation hurt my ego. My mom says this, God is my all in all. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Mom. Yeah, God is my all in all. I feel like singing a song, God is, you know. But that ego, once you get past that thing, you know, because you have to do that self-reflection. What's going on, Miss Deborah? What's going on, Trina Love Jesus? Sometimes we have to deal with that reflection. We have to reflect on what we are going through. Because, you know, things are happening. Time is passing by. And while things are happening, we're going through preparation stages. We're going through the waiting stage. Then we're going through the challenge stage where we're being challenged, where sometimes God is challenging our thoughts, our thought processes. Sometimes God is challenging our ego. And then God's challenging our truth, what we think is truth, and challenge those things that our perceptions of the situation. What's going on, Trina? Hey, now sometimes that we are challenged, but the question is, are we willing to grow? What's going on, Feisty Val? Welcome back. Are we willing to grow? Are we willing to allow those things that we that challenge us to get us to the next level? Let me tell you this. As I was taking the test, first of all, I want to say this. Thank you guys for sharing my video. Thank you so much, Trina. When I was taking a test and I just heard that voice, I think that giant called up trying to start talking to me. And God was like, no, you focus. Take a deep breath and focus. And let me tell you this, guys, the giant was trying to talk to me. I could barely read. And it's like, no, I'm going to focus on God. Focus on God. While you're studying, guys, you should be focusing on God. When you're studying the things that God wants you to learn, you need to just stay focused on God. Stay focused on what He is saying, not what that enemy or that thing that you're trying to possess is trying to tell you. Sometimes we can't call that thing an enemy, but sometimes it's just a test. Sometimes the things we're going through, we have put some big names to it, and sometimes it's simple. It's just a test. You know, the test to see, are you where you should be? How are you going to handle this situation? How are you going to deal with this situation? How are you going to deal with the process of going through the whole thing? You know, because, and I say this, guys, I say this, you know, life is not easy. Life is what you make it. The question is, are we going to allow ourselves to be willing to grow? Are we going to keep on lifting up the name of Jesus? Are we going to keep on remembering who God is? That He's bigger than the situation. He's bigger than that giant, that thing that we've created to be a giant. And how about that? How about this? Sometimes we create these things. We say this is a big giant. It's only a small little mouse. It's only a small fly, but we've made that fly to be this humongous hippopotamus. Just think about it. Something to make you think. In 2 Timothy, they'll say this, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When we talk about speaking the word and studying the word of God, we study to show that, okay, I'm serious about this thing. I'm serious about your word. I'm serious about what you're trying to teach me right now. So you don't have to be ashamed. You study so you can learn, so you can know for yourself. We should want to have that relationship with God by ourselves, for ourselves. And then when you do study, you don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be ashamed. And you can rightly divide the truth. You can rightly understand the context of what was going on during that time when this was written, and understand what the writer was really trying to say. Not according to our standards or perception of what was written, but understanding what was happening back then. You apply this into our lives, guys. We have to be willing to learn so God can be glorified in all we say and do. We have to be willing to learn so that when we speak the things we speak, when we speak, people are looking at what we're doing. They're listening to us. They're looking at us. When they look, they should be able to see the things we're talking about. They should be able to see, okay, he said to do this, X, Y, and Z. Now he's in this situation. He's not doing this, X, Y, and Z. You know, when we're going through the processes, God wants us to be authentic. It doesn't mean that we're perfect, but it means we're honest. It means we're transparent. And transparent to God, first of all, more so than the man, being transparent to God. And guess what? When we're transparent to God, God's going to get the glory in our lives. So personally, I feel like we go through a preparation stage. Then I feel like we're going through the waiting stage where we're being patient. And then while we're going through that stage, we're going through the challenge stage where we're having to face some things, outward things, inward things. And then I feel like we go into that action stage. And sometimes I feel like these stages overlap. The action stage, putting the words to action. Because when the time comes for you to face that to be on the other side of that showdown with the giant, whatever it is, when the time comes, are you prepared for that? Are you prepared? That action stage, putting it into action, putting your words into action, putting your faith into action. Instead of staying on doubt street, you're going to say, I'm going to stay on faith street. Instead of living on despair street or depression street, you say, no, I'm going to live on joy street. It's about making a decision. That action stage, decision. Decision time is here. When the time comes, we have to know that we are ready, that we are ready for the next step. You study so you can learn. You study so you can grow. Action stage, putting that stuff into action, putting those words into action. I could have said one of my goals was to lose weight in 2017, to become healthy. Let me tell you guys, let me give you my praise report. My AC1, I think AC1, right, was 15.5. In four and a half months, it's now 6.9. My cholesterol level is nearly normal. It's pretty much right there. It's normal. My kidney liver are working at a normal. It's normal. And I'm just telling you, cholesterol, the high blood pressure, all those things are normal, my sugar level. And I'm just saying, it would not have happened had I not put some action behind the words. If I didn't stop some things, there's some things that had to be stopped. There's some things that I had to allow myself to say, hey, allow myself. I'm talking about allow myself. There's some things I had to just say no. No, I can't do that. There's some things I just had to just do it. That Nike, you know, ad, just do it. I know it sounds easier. It's easier to say, but it's harder to do. Just do the thing. The action stage when you have to face that thing and you put it in God's hands and you say, Lord, I'm going to take a step. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I'm going to take a step. I don't know what's going to happen next week, but I'm going to take a step. I cannot see that far, but I'm going to take a step because I'm following you. I'm following what you're saying to do. I'm going to do what you told me to do. I'm going to say what you're speaking, what you're speaking to me to do and to say, and I'm going to do that. When I took the test, guys, I'm telling you, I was listening to God because some of those answers I did not know. And some of the answers, you know, I was like, okay, this is what I would do. This is what I have done. And sometimes I say this, God allowed me to go through the preparation stage, the waiting stage, the challenge stage, and the action stage. And when I faced that thing, I understood now I was able to have victory over that thing because I was being prepared all along with life's lessons. I was being prepared. Hi, are you listening? Some of you guys are going through things right now, and God has been preparing you for that next stage through what you're going through right now. If you never heard no, how would you know that God will give you peace in the midst of your storm? If you never heard or felt God say no to something, how can you tell someone, you know, learn to be okay with no? You know, some of you guys wanted to do some things and God's saying not yet. Don't lose your mind when God says not yet. Don't lose your mind if that dream doesn't come and it doesn't happen the way you think it should happen. You keep believing. You pray. Allow God to refine and open those doors and close those doors. And those doors he closed, leave those doors alone. Let those doors stay closed. The doors that God opens and says yes, allow God to open those doors and say yes. You know, action stage. When you face your fear, when you face those things and you study to show yourself approved, then you will be ready when the time comes because your time is going to come. Some of you, your time is here. What's up, Pastor Arneil? What's up, Mr. Wayne? Hallelujah. Yeah. Some of you guys, your time is here. Your time is now. When the time comes, your time is going to come. When you got to face that thing, and you have to be okay whether you pass, fail, whether God says yes, whether God says no, because it might just be not yet. But apparently there's something for you to learn from this situation, something that's going to help you along your journey. Ultimately, God wants the glory in our lives. When we start show ourselves to study, and 2 Timothy 2:15, to study, you know, study the word of God to show yourself approved. A workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You study so you can spread the truth correctly. In life, you learn the lessons. You study what you're going through so God can be glorified in your life. You know, no one can tell you what God has done for you. Because you've experienced God. You've experienced his work in your life. You've experienced his work. So I just want to encourage you tonight, regardless of what you're going through, understand that you're going through a preparation stage. These are things I learned. I went through a preparation stage. I went through a waiting stage. I went through a challenge stage. My ego and the different things that I had to relook and make some paradigm shifts. In my life, looking at the situation I was going through, and God, I had to allow God to speak and change my mind, my viewpoint about certain things. And then that action stage, because when the time comes, you have to be ready. When the time comes, you have to be ready to allow God to move in your life, because the time is going to come. And for some of you, your time is now. God is saying, now that you should have been studying, you should have been learning these things you've been going through. Now you got to face some things that you've been scared of facing. Some, you got to face those things that you did not want to face. But guess what? When you face those things, when you take those things into account and you allow God to lead you and to move in your life, you're going to see God move. And whether it's yay or nay, God is still God. And you have to still be okay with that thing. You still have to be okay with how things turn out. Perhaps it's not time yet. Perhaps it's time for you to keep on believing, whatever it is. Just know that there is a reason, there's a purpose for everything that you go through. But when the time comes, when you see God moving your life the way you want him to move, are you going to be ready for the next level? Are you going to be ready for the next phase? Are you going to still return back to him and say thank you? Or are you just going to keep on your merry way? God has blessed me. God's saying, he just left. She just left me again. Or are you going to return back and say, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I bless you. Are you ready for the next phase that God has for you in your life? Are you ready to see God move? Are you ready to see miracles happen in your life? Are you ready for the power of God to move through your words and through your music, through your plays, through your writings, through your interaction with other people? Are you willing, guys? Are you guys ready to see God move in your life? When the time comes, I'm telling you that for some of you, the time is here. For some of you, the time is not yet. But are you ready to see God move? Because when the time comes, you have to be ready. When the time comes, it's going to show that you've learned, that you've studied, that you've learned from what you've gone through. I implore you tonight, before we go, for some of you who've been praying and asking for God's direction, be ready, be willing for his answer. When the time comes, God is going to move. When the time comes, God is going to move. The question is, are you ready to see God move in your life in this season? Are you ready to see God move in your situation? When the time comes, are you going to keep him first? You know, I passed that test last night. I passed it. I allowed him to lead me. And I understood that God was preparing me the entire time. What's going on, Jimmy? What's going on, Wayne? He was preparing me through the situations that were tailor-made, through my ups and downs, when he was telling me to focus on learning, when I had to be patient, when I had to trust the process and not rush God and learn to become okay, even if the situation did not turn out the way I expected it to. I had to learn to, even in the challenge stage, be willing to face the fear, as Evangelista said, keep it moving, and to realize that God is. I had to understand about the action stage, being willing to understand to put the words behind the action, put the faith behind the put the action behind the faith, move off of doubt street and move on to faith street, move off of depression street, move on to joy street. There are some action stages, some things that I had to allow God to do in my life. When the time comes, have we made it truly? We are a work in progress. But when the time comes, are you going to go on or are you going to come back and worship the Lord? And even if God says no, are you going to still worship him? If God says not yet, are you still going to praise him when the time comes? But in the meantime, praise him, worship him, trust him, serve him, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. understanding your situation, understanding the Word of God, understanding what God has been doing in your life and what He's trying to do in your life. God wants to move in your life. I just want to say God bless you guys. We're going to Abe, we're going to Aaron, we're going to Carolyn. Have a great night. Be encouraged and know that God is with you and God has you. God bless you, and I'll see you guys again next week. Be encouraged. When the time comes, stand accountable. God bless you guys. Have a great night.